in a world where we use Google Maps to tell us how to get places, check Facebook to remember people's birthdays, and instruct our iPhones to remind us to breathe, the use of our own memory isn't what it used to be.
Our next guest has been trying some of the latest books that aim to help us boost our memory. Henry Alford is a humorist, author, and journalist. His piece in the New York Times is titled Total Recall, A Reader's Guide to Memory Gain. Henry, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Henry, what got you interested in taking a closer look at the topic of memory, particularly with some of the books that are coming out right now?
Well, for me, it really started when I realized that I take pictures on vacation primarily so that I can remember where I was and when. So it's not about being sentimental. It's not about having a lovely picture of a waterfall. It's simply so that I can remember last October 2017, I visited my mother in Durham, North Carolina.
And should I ask how that visit went, if we're talking about memory right now?
I actually do remember that
okay,
visit.
Okay, good.
And it went well. But no, it struck me that we're outsourcing so much of our memory to algorithms or to Google and other search functions, or, various devices that, of course, it's gonna have some effect on our powers of recall.
And so, you just said that you have been taking pictures of vacation so you can remember. And, I mean, you're not alone in this. A lot of people do that. Widespread, how big of an issue do you think that this eventually could be?
Well, I'm not a scientist, so I don't have numbers for you, but you've got to imagine that, with the aging baby boomers, that we're really gonna crash into this problem in the next 10 or 15 years in a big way. So I think this is probably a really good time to start thinking about it.
And so the purpose of the article that you wrote in the New York Times was to take a look at some both self-help books, but you also mentioned some fiction books that came out that deal with memory. What are some of the titles that caught your eye?
Well, on the fiction end, two that were really interesting to me were Goodbye Vitamin, which is about a woman who moves back home to because her father has dementia and has started leaving his pants in trees. And then there was a very funny but outrageous kind of sex comedy called Made for Love about a woman whose tech pioneer husband has implanted a chip in her brain that allows him to download all of her experiences.
So, I mean, both of those sound really interesting in the ways that they use memory. Both you have a story about someone from the outside dealing with dementia and then someone whose literal memories are basically able to be downloaded. Do you see, I'm asking a writer question right now, but do you see memory as being a trope that we might be seeing a little bit more of in fiction?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, it was really surprising to me that, I started Googling when I had this idea for the article, and I very quickly found about 15 or 20 books that had come out in the past 6 months that were on this topic. In last July alone, there were, I believe, 14 books about the topic of non-historical memory that were published.
So clearly there is an audience for this. And looking at some of the memoirs, I know that one of those was Memory's Last Breath, Field Notes on My Dementia by Gerda Saunders. Can you tell us a little bit about, what you learned from reading that?
Well, that one, the line that was so chilling to me, it's a woman who obviously is has dementia, and one of the lines she writes is, "I am dementing, I am dementing, I am dementing," which it just, there's something about the actual, verb dementing that it just grabbed me and really shook me up. So yeah, that's my strongest memory of that. The bulk of this piece that I wrote was that I took two of the books, which were nonfiction books, both written by doctors, and followed some of their advice over the course of a month in an effort to improve my own powers of recall.
Yeah, and I want to get to that. I want to remind everyone that we are talking to Henry Elford right now. He's a humorist, author, and journalist for publications such as The New Yorker, The New York Times, and Vanity Fair. And he recently had a publication called Total Recall, A Reader's Guide to Memory Gain. And you were just mentioning these kind of self-help books of, you know, helping people or giving recommendations to people on how to improve their memory. So let's really quickly talk about what led you to these two books in particular. Let's just put it out there. Were you worried about your memory going into this?
A little bit, yeah. I started to, some of the proper nouns are starting to go. I'm a little bit of a film geek, and so I love to, and I used to work in the casting industry. So I used to have very good memory of the names of you know, character actors, and that was starting to go. So that's another reason why I wanted to do this.
And so let's first talk about memory rescue, supercharge your brain, reverse memory loss, and remember what matters most by Daniel Amen, or Amen, I'm guessing one of the two. What was your initial impression of that book?
Well, there's a weird thing about these kind of books, which is that because both of the two that I read are essentially workbooks, because they are kind of self-help books that really want you to be following a regimen. And it was interesting with the Amen book that he repeats information, like he encourages you to eat turmeric. And he mentioned turmeric, I'm going to say, 28 times in the course of the book. He encouraged you to eat more turmeric in your diet. And I started to feel like, Mia Farrow in Rosemary's Baby or something. It was like, what is going on? Why is every time I turn the page, he's mentioning turmeric again? So that's a weird, ironic part of these kind of books is, yeah, they are very repetitive because they imagine that most readers are just going to dip in to the chapters that they find interesting.
So maybe that repetition is just to really drive home the points that they think are what's going to make this, I guess, worthwhile for the reader, it sounds like.
I guess, yes.
Turmeric aside, were there any, and let's actually go to the other book that you took a test drive in, which was Seven Steps to Managing Your Memory, What's Normal, What's Not, What to Do About It by Andrew Budson and Maureen O'Connor. Impression of this book and how different was it from Amen's book?
Well, they were pretty similar in their suggestions, and essentially the big thing here, what neuroscientists really want us to be doing in order to improve our powers of recall and to ward off dementia is to be learning new things while being social. So probably that means getting out of the house, although not necessarily, as you know, if you've got other people to do it with. But yeah, that you're learning a skill or a language or a new activity, or you're putting yourself in some kind of new situation, and there are other people that are around you. That was kind of the real biggie. The sort of wackier things were both of the books suggested that you spend 15 minutes a day either in prayer or meditation, that apparently just the practice of quieting the mind, it somehow activates your prefrontal cortex, and that's really good for helping memory. One of the two books had an exercise where you use your non-dominant hand to do household activities. And I think, like learning something new while being social, it's almost like you're tricking your brain. It's, because we develop patterns and the neural pathways get very worn and grooved, and you wanna shake it up. So using your left hand if you're right hand, if you're right-handed, is a great thing.
And about the minute that we have left, one of the things that it seemed as though you took away from this experience was maybe the benefits of meditating. What was your experience trying this for, maybe not the first time, but trying it in this experiment?
Well, I fell asleep a couple of times. I just absolutely wasn't able to just couldn't stop, you know, the internal monologue a bunch of times. And then finally, it did work a few times, and I did it for a month, so two of the 30 times, I actually had the best work days of my year. So if you can stick with it, it really pans out.
So if you had to grade this experience, what would you give it?
Oh, I would give it a B+. Yeah, I think definitely, because the meditation thing was really amazing to know. And and both of the books want you to eat unsweetened chocolate.
Oh, so we get a little bit of a fun takeaway on top of the meditation. Well, Henry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks. Thank you so much for having me.
Henry Elford is a humorist, author, and journalist for publications such as The New Yorker, The New York Times, and Vanity Fair. He joined us today to talk about the latest books about memory loss and boosting memory from his piece Total Recall, A Reader's Guide to Memory Gain.
This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.